AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 10-year-old Samuel Salinas was in Irma Garcia's fourth grade class in Uvalde, Texas, when a gunman walked in.
When he went in the classroom, he said, "You're all gonna die." He just started shooting people. He shot my teacher and then he shot the kids.
Salinas told ABC's Good Morning America he thinks the gunman was aiming at him and he pretended he was dead. Another survivor, Mia Cirillo, told CNN she covered herself with a friend's blood and pretended to be dead while she waited for help to arrive. President Biden told graduates at the U.S. Naval Academy in Maryland,
"We're going to look to you to ensure the security of the American people."
The president spoke about the importance of the next decade and mentioned Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the damage inflicted.
"Attacking schools, nurseries, hospitals, museums, with no other purpose than eliminate a culture. A direct assault on the fundamental tenets of rule-based international order. That's what you're graduating into."
The president also pointed out the strength of Western allies to stand up to Russia. A federal judge dismissed former President Donald Trump's lawsuit against Attorney General Letitia James in New York. Her civil investigation into his business practices is allowed to continue. A New York appeals court ruled yesterday Trump must answer questions under oath in James's probe. The U.S. targeted two Russian banks as part of new sanctions over alleged support for North Korea and its nuclear and ballistic missiles program. The sanctions come after what the U.S. say was three new ballistic missile launches by North Korea, including one intercontinental ballistic missile. Argentina reports a case of the monkeypox virus in a man who recently traveled to Spain. It also reported a suspected case of the rare virus in another person. This is AP News. You will have lots of company if you are planning a summer vacation.
Travelers want to get back in the air or in the car and head out to that tourist destination, say analysts. Airlines and hotels are expecting monster crowds this summer as pandemic travel restrictions ease. Many experts think the number of travelers will match or even exceed the number who traveled in the good old days, the pre-pandemic days. But if you're only now booking travel for the summer, get ready for sticker shock. Airfares are up, hotel rates are up, and gas prices are way up. $1.56 a gallon more than a year ago. And there's this. Airlines, airports, hotels, and other travel businesses may not be able to handle all the traffic. Some got rid of workers when the pandemic hit and haven't been able to get them back in a tight labor market. I'm Rita Foley.
Two climbers were killed, 9 others injured, by falling blocks of ice in the Alps in southern Switzerland. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.